Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Well, folks, it is Campfire Talk time, and Mr. Wysoon is standing by with us. You know, in past shows, I've got several emails and people commenting on Larry and I just shooting the breeze, for lack of a better term.
I didn't think there was anything but.
That's what we do. That's what we're very good at, Larry. You know, both of us, I'll tell you that. But we, you know, some humorous things. If you kick around the outdoors much, funny stuff, when you look back on it, it's funny. I mean, I had a turkey, you know, a week ago, get within like 12 feet of me and gobble. I didn't even know he was there. That kind of stuff, when it happens, it's really not funny because, you know, I'm concentrating.
Not at the moment.
I'm concentrating on, you know, turkey dinner. That's what I'm thinking about.
Well, my question to you is, I know how that one came out. Have you figured out how to tenderize that cedar tree yet?
That jacquard, you know, that won't work. I dulled my jacquard trying to get that piece of bark tender. And now it may make some kind of an exotic tea or something, Larry.
Now you're talking about.
You know, maybe, I don't know, cedar tea? I don't know. I've heard of sassafras tea. But
you know, you might start something by
it. I may start a trend, buddy. You never know what's going to happen on our show here, but one of the funniest things,
we don't know.
Hey, that's words well put, bud. One thing that I've told this before, but maybe some of our listeners may not have heard it. Put yourself in my position, folks. Okay, you're going to have to think about your old Luke. Now Larry's with me. He's out on a ranch down in Freestone County with me, and we've got some other riders there, and a guy, Larry's filming some stuff, and another guy's doing some filming for a TV show. We're hunting deer, right? So Larry got his deer. And I think I can recall this pretty vividly, Larry, because it was so funny.
I bet you can.
So funny as we did it. But you got you a nice, you know, got you a representative buck of the area.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you did. And so you and I are going to kick around and just have some fun. Well, I had this caller set up, electronic caller, remotely activated. And there was you remember the box blind was in a pretty good area of visibility, wasn't it?
It was. It was an ideal place. So I'll tell you what, we could look in every direction. And, I mean, it was a perfect setup as far as that blind was concerned.
The almost perfect, yeah.
Almost.
Remember? Anyway, if I'd have done my homework, it would. It's a great blind. So we're up on this top of this hill, this little knoll, and we could see one direction. We could see a long way. We were calling coyotes. Well, we called and called a little bit, and then the itch got to hit us to go hunt a hog, as I remember. We'd sat there for
exactly
a while, and I don't think we brought a coyote in. And so we're in this box blind, right? So up on stilts off the ground, probably 10 or 12 feet. So I said, okay, you know, Larry, what do you think? You think we might want to go do a little stalking, try to get us a hog? I think it went just like that.
And it
did. You said, yeah, let's do, Luke. I think these coyotes are all eating a rabbit or something, you know. So I said, okay, let me let us out of here. Well, I looked around, and that door had a hasp on it, a lock on it, I should say, a little hook lock. And when we shut the door coming in, that son of a gun locked from the outside. Now, I couldn't have done that, or you couldn't have. We couldn't have made that happen intentionally.
No way could we have done that if we tried to.
No. Well, I thought, now, okay, back to, see, I've got Mr. Whitetail, Larry. Of course, we're good friends, but still, I thought, you know, here I've locked the man in a cotton-picking deer blind, and, you know, this is not good. And I probably, if you had a picture to look on my face, it probably would have made a cartoon somewhere. But I thought, now, how in the heck have I locked us in this blind here? You know, so it's a big, roomy, you know, box blind, I call them. So got to looking and, you know, ciphering, trying to figure out how to get out of there. And I remember telling you this, Larry. You know, Larry's a great big man. He weighed, you know, 240 or whatever, and I weighed a couple of hundred pounds, you know, and I said, I guarantee you we're getting out of here. You know, we could have broke out of there, but I didn't want to tear the man's blind up, you know. So anyway, bottom line, had a shooting stick with me, and one of the smartest things I've ever thought of, maybe. I took the rubber tip on that shooting stick, reached out around there, and clicked that lock. And by golly, we got out, you know.
We did. I'll tell you what, if there was ever, you know, you hear about people using shooting sticks for walking and kicking snakes out of the way and, you know, and actually shooting off of them every wall. I don't think anybody ever had prior to that has used a shooting stick to get out of a blind like we were able to, thankfully.
I've laughed about that more times than one. And I know, Larry, that, like I say, when you're out there and you're, you know, we're serious about hunting a coyote wanting to go get a hog, you know, I mean, we were, you know, it's really at the time, it's not all that funny, but I know you've had probably a million such occurrences.
I just happened to come, had to go to Dallas to do some things with Dallas Safari Club and talk a little bit about what plans we've got for the upcoming convention in January and a few other things. And I drove right past Fairfield in that area there in Freestone County. As I was driving by, as a matter of fact, this morning at about 3 o'clock in the morning, coming from those meetings, I had this vision flash across me of this deer blind, you know, I sit in it trying to figure out how to get out of that darn thing.
Funny, that kind of stuff, it's worth its weight in gold in memories. I mean, I've laughed about that, and I know you have too.
It is. I'll tell you what, the other thing I thought I had is, you know, Jim Zumbo is a dear friend of mine and has been for a whole lot of years. And Rick Lambert, who Miranda Lambert's dad, is a friend of ours. Mm-hmm. Between the three of us, we kick around as much as we can, go fishing and hunting whenever there's an opportunity to. And I was thinking about all that, you know, getting caught in that deer blind. And that reminded me of a story something actually happened down in deep South Texas. Zumbo loves turkey hunting. I mean, he, you know, used to be Mr. Elk, and I think now he's Mr. Gobbler, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
We had him down in deep South Texas, down south of the King Ranch, lots and lots of birds. And he heard about four or five gobblers right across a couple of fences there, and, I mean, he could not wait to get there. And so he takes off in a fast walk, and he gets to this first barbed wire fence, and as he crawls through it, he realizes that a foot away is another barbed wire fence. And to make a long story short, we had dropped him off, Rick and I had gone down probably a quarter mile, and all of a sudden we could hear this, "Help!" You know, thought, oh, my God, what's going on? Zumbo get snake bit? You know, good gosh, what's going on? So we jumped back in the Jeep, drove back over there. And poor old Jim, as he got through this, almost through this first fence, he got hung up in the barbed wire. He got to that second one, and now he is hung up double times. And, I mean, he was wrapped around that barbed wire like you can't believe, with his clothes. He couldn't get out of his clothes. It was pulled him tight, you know. We had to finally get over and kind of maneuver the wires around a little bit to get him out of there. Get him on his way. But I mean, you know, sometimes you get caught in tight spots like that.
That was a Zumbo trap. That's what it was.
That was truly a Zumbo trap.
Jim Zumbo trap. Well, I don't, you know, it's hard enough for me to get through one, Barbara. But, you know, you think about that. I mean, two old barbed wire fences.
Yeah, well, he kind of halfway got through the first one. And then
he thought,
well, maybe I can go underneath the next one, you know.
Yeah,
When he did that, then he got tired. His legs were caught up. His back was caught up, and he tried to reach around to pull himself loose. His arm got caught up. So
He got platted into that fence. Good gosh.
Yeah, he did.
I bet we could talk for 3 or 4 hours on just stuff that's happened. one other quick one. I cannot resist this. Well, I can tell it quickly. About 10 years ago, I met an old buddy of mine up in the Uncompahgre Forest on government land. He and his dad and his father-in-law had a camp set up there. Well, I'd never been there, but I, you know, been all over Colorado. I drove by myself up there and to meet him. Excellent, you know, just he told me just exactly how to get there. Well, I was wore out. You know, I mean, I drove straight to the Uncompahgre Forest from the North Texas. I was tired, you know. I really was.
Yeah, it's a long way.
I go up, they had a big campfire going and had two wall tents set up. You know, they were there, and we were hunting mule deer. And this happened, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago. So picture this. So I'm thirsty for some water. You know, I'd been driving. I just didn't want to stop. And I said, Harold, that was his name. I said, Harold, I need some water, buddy. He says, oh, yeah, well, just go back behind the tent. And there's some big, you know, those plastic five-gallon deals of water there. You know, it is dark as pitch, and I had a low flashlight. So I take my glass or whatever I had, whatever he gave me to put water in, walk back there and come up to a plastic jug, and I poured that thing up about half full, that glass or whatever, and come back around the campfire. And then I'm sitting there talking, and I'm fixing. I take that thing and pick it up, Larry. This happened, buddy. And I've got it right up to my mouth, and I'm sniffing. I said, this don't smell like water.
No.
And I smelled, it's gasoline. And it was. It was gas. I'm sitting about six feet from a campfire. And I passed that over to old Harold. I said, Harold, this is gas. He said, well, sure, it's gas. Why didn't you get the water? I said, I came to the first can. I thought it was all water. Stuff like that. I don't mind telling you.
Thank God you were sitting around the fire. You didn't take a sip of it. Then all of a sudden realized what it was.
Oh, my gosh. I thought about
that
a million times.
Lit that whole part of the world up.
Larry, oh, man, they're telling me that we're out of time for today. But we will continue. Now, this is not actually a news segment or anything. I have had a lot of people tell me that they enjoy just some stories that things we've experienced, you know.
Well, thank goodness, because I know we enjoy them.
Oh, gosh, yeah. The Dallas Safari Club, the plans are being made for next year's convention already.
Yeah,
you're working.
It's going to be called Heritage this year.
Heritage.
And, I mean, really going to push the heritage as far as hunting is concerned. Some of the events that they've got planned are nothing short of fantastic. And, I mean, there's so many good things coming out of DSC. And they can learn more about it. I mean, a lot of good stuff going on there. They go to biggame.org, biggame.org. And as a matter of fact, here in just very shortly, they'll have our Trailing the Hunter's Moon Time and all those kind of things where we're on Pursuit and Wild Pursuit and our YouTube channel and a few other things that we're involved in. So, I mean, if they'll go there, they'll learn all about DSC. And great organization to be
a
member of.
I'm very happy to have worked with them all these, I think, 12 years myself, Larry. Well, we'll get right back here at the campfire this time next week, and we're going to have some more fun, right?
Yes, we will.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single-action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime, too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably killed 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sightmark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com.